lot of people have been asking about porches, minyanim, and I really didn't want to talk about this topic. And it's become a very, very hotly debated topic. And now is definitely not the time to create friction and tension and shalom bayis minyanim and machlokes, as is evident from the calls that we're getting. And part of this is perhaps the Atzas HaYetzer, who wants to have us be masir das, distract us from our focus on Torah and Mitzvahs and Be'ikar and Bidus HaMashiach, right in the very last full moments for the Gula. So each one is telling off the other one and saying what they're doing is really wrong. And deliberately, the letter that was written by the Beis Din, two letters already on this topic, it says, no auto minyanim, there's no specification about details and hows and whys and whats and whens. This is the fact, no minyanim outside. And there's a bunch of rumors that keep on going, and I'm keeping getting phone calls and people asking, they want to record the phone call, v'chulu, v'chulu. And the famous klal is you cannot rely on any rumors that people say the name of someone without knowing who, what, where, and when. And the klal, if something was said to an individual in a particular capacity, doesn't necessarily negate the hirah that was said for the klal. On the one hand, it's a tremendous chus for Klal Yisrael. This is our main concern and worry. People right now, all the word is about filled with tzibur. That's a tremendous chus. And it's a tremendous limud chus as well, that even after the shuls were closed, we're still trying to see if we could do outdoor minyanim. When there was an instruction given, we shouldn't have outdoor minyanim. No, we'll see if we could do minyanim from our balconies and our porches. When there was a snowstorm, a crazy storm, a wind, a rainstorm like today, we'll try to do it even in the rain. That's a tremendous chus to the satan. He could try whatever he wants, and people are still sticking to fill the tzibur. But yet there are a lot of people that are complaining and saying this is wrong, it's pikuach nefesh, it goes against what the Rabbanu were saying. And it's very clear, and I want to make this very, very clear, the people that are, both parties, those that are doing the minyanim and those that are screaming against those that are doing these minyanim, are not doing this out of chas v'shalom, a place, a negative place. It's coming from a lot of ignorance is bliss. And that applies to all parties in this image. Certainly, it doesn't make sense to do name-calling and call people Reutzchim and Reutzchim Chas V'Shalom, especially when people are trying everything they can to do things in a safe way. There is a ravik when you're sitting on the phone, this happened before, Yom Tov, Baruch Hashem, they're not getting those kind of phone calls. And they shouldn't get those phone calls, but before Yom Tov, when you're manning the phone, and the phone is ringing non-stop with pre-Yom Tov Shilas, and then there's two calls coming in, you put one person on hold. One person on one line is asking about how to make a minyan, and the person on the other line is asking about if you can pull the plug and remove the ventilator, v'chulu, v'chulu. It is quite ironic in a situation when we're talking about shailos of pikuach nefesh, and the real shailos that people have is about how to make structure minyan properly. At a time like this, the taiva, the gaguim, the kisufim, the yearning, the longing that a person has for a davash of a dusha, for a kaddish, for a kedusha, for a amen, for a baruchu, is perhaps much more than the minyan itself. And it should be noted that Gedolei Yisrael of our generation, Rabbanim, Admoirim, Rashi Shivas, Rabbanim, Vechulu, are all davening b'yichidus, and they're not looking for places how to find a appropriate form of tzilbet tzurah that should suit them. I'm sure there's exceptions to that too, but many Rabbanim and Rashi Shivas, Vechulu, are davening b'yichidus. But the issue involves a number of things. And like I said, deliberately, we didn't want to go into all of this. You just made a blanket statement, but since it became such a hot topic, as is evident from the phone calls in the last few days, I'm going to mention it against my better judgment. There, besides for the actual halacha shailas, which there's a shaila, if there has to be roin elu as elu, the people that are all going to say, mean, they have to see each other. Who has to see each other? All of them have to see each other. Some of them have to see each other. How much are some of them? And what are the three different groups? Is it enough that the second group sees group A and group C? Or does everybody from... Or does A have to see B and C? And what happens if there's a path, a thoroughfare separating in between the groups? A shvil harabim or shvil hayachid, like the Alter Rebbe brings in Hilcha Zimun. A shvil hayachid could even be a sidewalk that's separating in between. And what happens if there's tinuf avodah zarah, there's things that in alad adavim. So that's mafsik for a minute, whether it's avodah zarah or tinuf or tsoyah or something like that. You can't say a davish of a gushal then. If it's between the two groups, that could also be a hefsik. And whether there's an issue of davening in an open place, which is considered a chutzpah to daven for Hashem in an open place, and how you do kedusha Torah, and how you make aliyahs, and how you do b'chus kainim, and the halacha day now, the brachas mei sheva on Friday night, which people don't know. These are all serious shailas in halacha, which I really don't want to go into that. But they're so serious that this could be shailas of brachal, of the minyan, not done properly. And I will mention that in the time of the Chida already talks about Lazarato, which is a form of quarantine, and how people had to struggle with their minion, and he brings all the Trinitarian how to arrange the minion based on the quarantine they had then. So these struggles are all old and were around then, but they've developed them, then they're totally different in our setup and the way our homes and buildings are situated. That is, the issue of halacha is not what motivated to say these people should make Adam Yanam. There's also the issue of Chilul Hashem, the Alilas Dam, that we get out of these minyanim, the anti-Semitism that's now on the streets of people talking about people having minyanim. I heard about videos that were taken on Yom Tov over here in the Shchuna by non-Jews who are using it to further not our cause, not the cause of Torah and Mitzvahs. And sometimes these videos are misleading. The video implies that people are not keeping social distance. You know, there's more people in the video than there really is, because the video can be taken from different angles. That is a serious issue. It's a serious concern. Some of the Rabbanim said just at that point itself, it's not worthwhile having them because of the tremendous anti-Semitism that it causes. We found in the halacha when it comes to the Bikas Chametz that when a person has a wall, a joining wall between him and a non-Jew, so the law of Bikas Chametz is suspended on that wall because the guy will see that the Eid is going to take the candle to the hole in the wall. He'll start thinking, what is this he doing? Kshafim Hoysili, maybe he's doing magic for me. Maybe he's doing some type of witchcraft or magic against me. So even for some kind of reasons, Chazal suspended the law of Bidikas Chametz. That is a serious concern. But again, that is not the primary concern. The primary concern is really the issue of Pikuach Nefesh and who's taking responsibility that these Miyam are not causing Chas HaShalom and Inu, which is Pikuach Nefesh. Now, I have to mention, there are doctors, well-meaning doctors, Hatzalah people, which have different views about these things. And some of them argued originally that the shuls should stay open and the schus of the shuls will protect us, which is purely not a medical position, that might be a chassidish position, not a medical position, and some people argue that medically there's a counsel of burning it out. And then they said maybe at least if we can't stop the indoor minyanim, if we can't leave the indoor minyanim happening, we should maybe at least allow for the outdoor minyanim because of social fatigue. What that means is that people, it's very hard for people, you tell them they can't stop what they're minyan, they need to be able to get out. But a lot of people, their minyan is their break from getting out of the home. It's time for them to get out of the house. It's the same way that we know in the government that the halachas of pikuach nefesh are not necessarily as important as the halachas of economy. And the constant consideration is how do we balance pikuach nefesh with allowing the economy to continue. But for us, Torah Yidden, the key concern is what the Torah says. And right in the beginning, all three Rabbanim in the Bezn and our Shchuna got together and discussed this issue on the phone. And we decided that even if we hear from medical professionals that they might be, that we should allow outdoor minyanim just because not to mix into people's life, not to make things difficult for people, all those kind of sweaters. It's not worth the chance, the remote risk of pikuach nefesh, and therefore it was decided by unanimously by everybody in the Bezin not to have outdoor minyanim. But the real issue is we have a kalam halacha that sometimes we give a psak and we don't say the reason. And we don't say the reason because people say, I know the reason, and therefore I could do it differently. And that was really the motivation behind the original psak of not having outdoor minyanim. In halacha, we have a concept called loy plug. This is the rule. We don't make distinctions. You could do it properly. The other one can't. These are the rules. But the reality is, ani agevi isi b'miyami. I've seen some of these minyanim. I passed by some of these places. I've gotten reports of some of the minyanim. Some of the minyanim, there is no social distancing done properly, which is some that kan hamakam lahaskej must be kept. If you're walking down the street, some people don't take this very seriously. And again, we're not here to be malamat chayvan, even we're just talking positively about it, but it must be taken very seriously. The CDC rules, the government rules, everybody should walk in the streets with masks, so that means you should be wearing masks, etc. And that these are important rules that need to be followed. Back to the minyanim topic, people come to the minyan, then they talk after the happening, after the minyan, there's neighbors that come, people from other blocks come joining, and they're not necessarily keeping these laws properly. There's kids, why are kids come to these minyanim altogether? Beats me, battles me. And there are people that, once there's these minyanim there, there are people that are older, there's people that passed away, unfortunately, and I'm keeping them as well, people that join minyanim, people that are over 65 should not be going to such minyanim. I know of a story, someone was a chiyuv the other week, he had to get mafter. Irrelevant whether his age allows it or doesn't allow it. He went to get mafter on Shabbos. Where did he get a chumash from? He doesn't live in that area. He went to find out. He was a minyan and he went to, and he got a chumash from someone else. I know he didn't carry in the community when there's no Eidiv. So he got a chumash. The chumash was touched by someone else. The chulu. And besides for the fact that there's so many different opinions of negative social distancing, is it really 6 feet? There's those that say there's 13 feet, and some even say there's been a study recently that says it is 26 feet. And minyan is very unique. And minyan is people are standing for a long time, particularly a shacharis and a musaf and a Shabbos, for a few hours. Beritzifas. So, consecutively, and they're sitting and talking. Every day, they're all talking. They're using their mouth. They're saying words of davening, but they're talking out loud or quietly, and they're in close proximity to each other, even if there's some level of social distancing. It is true that they didn't close the groceries, and some people are arguing if the groceries are allowed to be open, the shuls are allowed to be open. No, that has been thought of. There's a lot of distinctions, which we're not going to go into that right now. But the issue is, who cares about the fact that the government allows it to have groceries? We're talking now about what we're supposed to be doing, Hashem, the Torah, and Mitzvahs. The fact is also a concept of Leig L'Rosh. Some other people, unfortunately, can't make a minyan, either because of their age, because of their immune system, or because they don't have a minyan available with their block. You're making a minyan, and you're motivating them, you're sort of pushing their agenda, yes, let me, maybe there's a minyan available. No minyanim is no minyanim. There is in halacha, there's something called, we find in halacha that because somebody once went to chassid echad, ma'aseh b'chassid echad, he was benching, and there was a knife on the table, and he came to a neir shalayim, this oiler, so the churban beis hamikdash got to him, so he put the knife in his heart, and he died from that. And because of that, the halacha is, adayim azah, we cover the knife by benching. Because of one guy that took the neir shalayim so seriously, yeah, that's how we treat pikuach nefesh. Or kol gzeiras hakamim l'mkach, these are decrees of Chazal all the time. Chazal made a rule, you never read to the light of a candle on Shabbos, and even if the candle is 10 flights up, you can't read down here on Shabbos. Can't learn Torah to the light of a candle. Shema yatir, because he might not be able to see properly, he might tilt the candle. Rabbi Shmuel said, I'm different, I could do social distancing, I'll do it properly, I'll do it in such a way that I could do it. Now what happened? He ended, he said, he made a mistake, and unfortunately, while he was learning, he got excited about his learning, he didn't keep the social distancing. Vihita, kara vihita. And he went and he tilted the candle, and he said he has to bring a carbon chatas on the Beis HaMikdash is built. It's Kiyas Shofar, we don't want Shabbos. And it's a Daraisa. Chazal without Kiyas Shofar. Because some Kali Hadas, some people are not taking the Yiddish guy so seriously. And they go and they will carry the Shofar and the Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, Batlo HaMitzvah Mekamah G'dayla Mitzvah. Many great people that are G'dayla Mitzvah that could do the Mitzvah properly are not blowing Shofar Mitzvah Daraisa every single Shabbos. Because Chazal said, yeah, there's a far remote chance that someone won't do it properly. This is what has been said. We're supposed to follow what we're told. And if a person davens when he's told not to daven that way, there's a concept, and Chas v'Shalom don't use that expression, but I'm just mentioning the concept, Meisir Ozne Mishmeya Toyer Gam Tfilosik to Eva, sometimes the Tfilos are not accepted. The Minyan is not a Chiv, you don't have to daven the Tzibur. The Alter Rebbe says Minyan is much more important than any Mitzvah in the Torah, but at the same time, it's not a Chiv. It's such a thing called daven b'yichidus. People daven b'yichidus. Ma'achir v'mafzichim v'atl b'lavach, v'mita amalar z'gevarif. People often daven b'yichidus, if they need to. Here, they're desperate, here, there. Well, all the sun is only gated down with the minion. The pasuk says in Kehelis Ace, Lachboik, Base, Lichik, Michaboik. Sometimes you have to hug, and sometimes you have to have social distancing. You have to not hug. Zog de Beirmaim Chaim, the Talmud Al Shemtiv, he says sometimes you have to hug Beirmishter and come close to him, and sometimes you have to focus on the mitzvahs to keep away from Beirmishter.
What it means sometimes you have to keep away from the Eibishter is there are certain times which are called times of Katan Samoichin. We're in such a situation where we need to focus more on the mitzvahs associated with the guf rather than the mitzvahs associated with the neshama. And this is exactly the time we are right now. Lirchik mi, we have to distance from the chabek, from hubbing the Eibishter, which applies to tefillah b'tzirah most importantly. I am sitting at home in my house. We have a porch outside. We have neighbors right attached to us. I have 8 children over by mitzvah. Can easily make a minyan.
Also, with proper social distancing, we're not doing the minyan. And when I come to them, they're schmeissen, and I'm going to be hit. And they're going to tell me, they're hitting me for davening b'yichidus. I'd rather they hit me for davening b'yichidus than they hit me because of my tefillah with tzibur that I was trying to do. People, there is such a thing. The Chida mentions that hetedim, how to make some kind of tefillah with tzibur when people have a difficulty setting a proper minyan because they don't want to go 40 days of loy kedusha. And I understand that. Unfortunately, due to the situation, I've gone many, many days and weeks without Kedusha and Yishmei Rabba and Kaddish and Baruch Hu, but Pikuach Nefesh overrides everything else. People are addicted to Tefillah B'Tzibur. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's Naim Genuvim Mitoko. Maybe it's the sweet waters of Tefillah B'Tzibur that's really getting to people. I will say like this. The Bezin is not taking achrayis for people's private minyanim. Whoever thinks they could take achrayis with it, it's Allah Al-Savar. It's on his own neck and his own shoulders. And he's sure that there's no problem whatsoever to his minyan. Nobody's name calling anyone, no one's saying anybody's doing the wrong thing. Please do not say people are doing the wrong thing, but it's all of Al-Tzavad, it's your achrayis. Vani is nafshi, it's all thing. We